Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, that's the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Delicious. Is it tender? Yes, ma'am. Melt in your mouth tender. Is it fresh? Yes, sirree. Wonderfully fresh. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender, because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray beef, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's fresh, it's tender, it's delicious. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town, at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. With both Johnny Keith and young Dr. Evans in Rossville, Penny Gibbs has rarely had an evening to herself. For one or the other of them has asked her out, and she's willingly accepted. Penny's time, too, is partially taken up by the problems of her family and friends. Late this afternoon, it's Freddie Lang who walks in the living room while Penny is reading and says...
Hey, Gibbsy.
Oh!
Got a minute?
Oh, Freddie, you frightened me.
I'm sorry. You got a couple minutes, or is the book too good to put down?
No. Anyway, even if it were, I'd put it down. There we go.
All right, thanks. This won't take long at all. I want to ask you to do something for me, if you can.
Well, if I can, I certainly will.
I know that.
Well, all right, what is it?
Well, Penny, yesterday afternoon when I got home from the farm...
Yeah?
Well, Mr. Billings called me into the sunroom, and we closed the door and had a little talk.
I see.
I should have said that he had a little talk and I had a little listen. Well, no, not exactly. I did a lot of listening.
When Jed talks, people usually do listen.
And they should. Well, I listened all right, and I found out what a sap I've been. I wonder, Gibbsy, if you have any idea what I'm talking about.
Well, Freddie, you're not exactly making yourself clear, but I think I know. You see, what Jed probably talked to you about has been rather obvious to all of us for some time.
I'm not very good at doing things on the sly, am I?
I don't think you'd have done it if you had to do it on the sly, Freddie. You see, I don't think you realized what you were doing.
Well, I didn't know I was hurting Nora. Or making people think that I'm in love with Helen.
I'm sure you did. And I don't even think you'd do a thing like that to hurt Nora.
Well, you bet I wouldn't. But I have hurt her. And I'm still hurting her, I guess.
I don't think so, Freddie.
Well, I think I am, though. See, Gibbsy, I just haven't been able to tell her what Mr. Billings and I talked about or explain anything about Helen to her.
I'm afraid you'll have to, though.
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to. But I can't do it right now.
Well, I don't see why not.
Because I'm ashamed of myself, that's why.
So you'll let Nora go on worrying, and being upset and wondering just how you do feel about things.
No, I don't want that to happen. That's why I... Well, that's where you can do me a favor.
What do you mean, do you a favor?
Tell Nora not to worry. You go to her and
look,
tell
Freddie,
her what
don't
I said.
You think she'll think it's odd that you tell me and not her?
Well, maybe, but I can't tell her now. I just can't.
Oh, yes, you can, Freddie. What if you are ashamed? What if it does hurt your pride to have to go to her and... Look, Freddie, you've hurt her. Can't you suffer a little bit yourself?
Yeah, I guess so, but... Oh, Gibbsy, how I look at her and what'll I say to
you
her?
You just say that you're sorry, Freddie. Tell her the truth.
Can't you tell her that for me? And tell her I'll tell her myself in a day or two.
I think she'd much rather hear it from you the first time. Oh, Freddie, just tell her. Never mind the words. Just say, Nora, I love you, not Helen.
But I don't want to say that, Gibbsy. I can't because I'd be lying if I said anything like that.
Lying?
Yeah.
Well, Freddie, you are in love with Nora, aren't you?
Oh, I love Nora more than anything in the world. That includes you, too. You know what I think about
you. Then why can't you say that to Nora?
It's the part about not being in love with Helen. That's what I can't say and be telling the truth.
I see.
Do you? I don't. Penny, a guy can't be in love with two people at the same time. Or can he?
I've heard that it's possible, Freddie. I've been told that it is.
Yeah, but how can it be that way? Look, you either love somebody or you don't love them. You just don't give half to one person and half to another.
Freddie, the heart's a very strange thing. It can be so easily divided. It loves different people in different ways.
Yeah, but not any two in the same way.
No, I suppose not. Look, I'm not sure about that part of it, Freddie, but you are, aren't you? Don't you love Nora in a far different way than you love Helen?
Oh, I guess I do. Only thing about it is that I don't want to love Helen at all. I don't want to, not one little bit, but I have to. Gibbsy, there's something makes me love her. Just as something makes me love Nora. That makes it sound as if I love Nora and Helen in the same way to
yes,
me.
Yes, but Freddie, you don't. You can't. I'm sure of it.
Well, how can you be when you...
Wait. Let's leave me out of this, shall we?
Sure. Sorry. Well, will you go to Nora?
Huh? No, Freddie, I won't. You go to her. She's your wife. The mistake that's been made is your mistake. Look, Freddie, it isn't that I don't want to help you. If I thought that my going to her would be better, I'd do it. But I'm absolutely sure that it's better for you to go to her.
And even tell her about Helen, huh? Even that?
Tell her that you're in love with Helen without wanting to be. Freddie, if you'll be honest with her, she'll help you get over your feelings for Helen. If you want to get over them.
Oh, I do. I do want to get over them, Gibbsy, but I don't want to hurt Helen. Remember, I did once, but not anymore.
Yes, but if someone has to be hurt, Freddie, it should be Helen. And you'll have to choose between Helen and your wife. I think I know what your choice will be, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, Gibbsy. It's Nora. I don't want her hurt.
Well, then don't hurt her. Go talk to her, Freddie, and tell her the truth. You'd be surprised at the miracle. I'll get it.
Good evening, Penny.
Well, come in, Dr. Evans.
Hey, why the formality?
Well, I have to do something to make up for not being ready to go out, Joe.
Oh, you're not ready. You look as though you are.
Oh, I'm almost ready, but it got late a lot faster than I expected.
Well, it didn't get late fast enough to suit me. I've been looking forward to our date this evening ever since I got up this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yes. Oh, Dr. Richard had an emergency call a little after midnight last night and needed help. We finally had to operate at 5 this morning.
How was it?
Successful, but only because we operated just in time. Another few hours and it would have been of no use.
Lucky.
Lucky? How unnecessary, Penny. If the patient had only followed doctor's orders several months ago, there would have been no need of an operation, emergency or otherwise. I just don't know why some people even go to a doctor, spend money, and then do as they please.
Oh, believe me, I listen to what a doctor tells me.
Well, you listen to what this doctor tells you. Now go on, run upstairs and finish dressing, and let's go out and have a good time.
You won't mind being left alone for a few minutes.
No, not at all. And you don't even have to hurry.
I will, though. I've looked forward to this evening as much as you have. I'll only be a few minutes.
I still say take your time.
Oh, Joel, answer the door, will you?
Mm-hmm. I was just on my way. Hello. Oh, hello, Doctor.
Oh, hello, Johnny. I'm the temporary doorman here.
Oh, not enough sickness in town to keep you in grocery money, huh?
You don't know how right you are.
Well, I hope I'm not right for long. Where's Penny?
Upstairs, dressing to go out.
Oh, still dressing, huh?
She'll be down in just a minute.
She will?
Yeah. At least that's what she said.
Well, you know how women are sometimes. A few minutes can turn into an hour when some women are combing their hair and powdering the nose.
Yes, I know.
Oh, it's happened to you too, has it?
Well, not too often. We might as well sit down and talk a while, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know why we shouldn't. Unless, that is...
No. I don't mind at all. You don't have any...
Oh, no. Why should I? No point in hurrying something that can't be hurried, is there?
No, I guess not. But don't think that you have to...
No, it isn't that I have to. I want to. We might as well get better acquainted. After all, we do have several things in common. People, mostly, of course.
Yes, I guess we do. And I suppose this is as good a time as any, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing I hate more than to sit.
Hi, Joel.
Well, that didn't take you too long, Penny.
I told you I'd only be a few. Johnny.
Well, hello, Penny.
Johnny. Oh, Joel. Oh, this is awful. I don't think either one of you will forgive me. It's really funny.
Oh, I get it. You had a date with Johnny, too.
Oh, well, that's what you were doing here, Joel, waiting for Penny. I thought you were just staying to keep me company.
Well, I thought you were staying to keep me company.
Oh, this is really awful. I don't know what to say or what to do.
Well, I think I can solve that problem for you, Penny.
No, I'll solve it.
No, not either one of you will. Look, Johnny, I completely forgot that we had a date tonight.
Well, I can imagine why, too. I made it last week, and... Well, you've had a lot on your mind since then.
Yes, I know, but I shouldn't have forgotten.
Well, if Johnny made this date with you last week, his request was before mine.
No,
so,
Penny,
no, look, I know what we'll do, unless you object. Let's all three go out together.
Well, no, Penny. Johnny asked you first.
Well, mine is the date she forgot. You can have her, Joel. It's fairer that way.
Fair or nothing. What's become of that old adage, first come, first serve?
Yeah, I know, but, well, this is my fault for making a date so far in advance.
No, sir, it's my fault for forgetting.
But, Johnny, I asked Penny only yesterday. You asked
now,
last
week. Now, both of you, listen to me. Can't we do what I suggested? Couldn't we make it a threesome?
Well, I'm for it. But, Johnny, if
Well, you... I'm in favor of it, too. It's a threesome. If you don't mind, Joel.
Oh, I think it'll be fun. Are you sure it's all right with you, Penny?
It's my idea. Look, will you forgive me for this mix-up?
Well, let's not worry about it, huh? Well, come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's show them that if three's a crowd, at least it can be an awfully happy one.
Oh, you're wonderful sports, both of you. I left my head upstairs. Now, don't go away, either one of you. I want all of us to go out together, and we're not going at all.
Okay. Well, it looks as if we will get acquainted tonight, doesn't it?
Yes, and frankly, I'm glad. And I hope you are.
Well, it ought to be fun. And rather easy on the pocketbook, too. We split this evening 50-50, okay?
Well, that's all right with me. I never thought about the advantages of a split check. Hey, maybe we ought to do this more often.
Well, thanks for saying that, Joel, but I'll promise you something. I won't spoil an evening for you again.
Oh, now, look, Johnny.
No, I mean it, Joel. Well, you see, I'm going back to South Africa where I belong. And lots of luck to you.
So Johnny Keith is going back to South Africa. Does the fact that Penny forgot her date with Johnny mean that she thinks more of Joel and Johnny knows it? What will happen when Penny finds out that Johnny is going away again? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, delicious. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is the best eating beef you ever tasted. Wonderfully tender, wonderfully fresh. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen to this. Not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. Ladies, remember, please, your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray beef. The one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And your neighborhood Kroger store gives you more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.